Join the conversation.
Join the conversation.
You're with Cape Talk.
The term bridging is a term known to a number of people, but also not known to quite a few people out there this afternoon. And I thought we would get somebody on board to talk about bridging loans that are short-term loans that bridge the gap between two transactions. And they offer as funds to help you to take advantage of new opportunities like expanding your business or pursuing a new contract. So for a business owner, bridging finance refers to a short-term loan funding that covers the cost while you wait for expected funds to be released. And in this way, bridging finance, which is bridging from one transaction to the other transaction, is probably a good idea, or maybe it's not a good idea. And what are the implications of taking out bridging finance? We're joined this afternoon by Sam Dakin, the marketing manager of Rodel Financial Services, to discuss the opportunities and the potential threats and what you should know about bridging finances and these kind of loans for the current economic climate. Sam, a very good afternoon to you and welcome to Cape Talk.
Thanks, Zane. It's great to be here. And to all the Cape Talk listeners, it's wonderful to have this opportunity. So thank you very much.
Sam, what exactly is bridging finance and who qualifies for this particular finance?
Okay, well, thanks for that question. Bridging finance in its barest terms, is a way of accessing funds due to a seller or an agent in the property transfer process before registration. And normally this process takes 2 to 4 months, depending on the complexity of a transfer, and obviously because of any delays that are being experienced in municipalities and deeds office. So, for example, at the moment with the load shedding that is happening, a lot of companies are feeling the stress of it, and that includes the municipalities themselves and the deeds office. And this could delay your transfer and, in essence, could cause great financial stress to you if there wasn't the opportunity of bridging through a company such as Rodel.
Mm. How do people actually access bridging finance? Is there a particular process? And, what do I need in order to qualify for bridging finance? Are there certain securities involved?
Absolutely. It's a very easy process. As I mentioned earlier, it is all linked to a property. So if you are a seller of a property, an agent or a broker who's involved in the sale of a property, and you want some of your funds up front, all you need to do is contact your transferring attorney and say to them, I would like to bridge my deal through Rodel. And they will then contact us, and we will do all the work. Between the attorneys and ourselves, we do all the work. The client merely signs, and on registration, the attorney pays back Rodel, and the client gets the rest of their money. So this product is open to any person who is selling their property and has equity in that property and needs some funds up front.
Mm. What if I'm looking to expand my business and I've got a couple of good books? You know, the thing is that we've come out of COVID and the finances are starting to come in again and people are recovering and recouping economically, and my books for the last 6 months or 12 months are looking good, but I need to expand this business or I want to open a second business. Can I come to you?
So again, this is where we have such a niche market, and it's fantastic, and we differ from banks because we don't just have tick boxes. We tailor make each deal to suit a client. So if you're not merely selling a property, but you are looking for some money, we will then look at your deal and think, okay, how can we make this work? What services and solutions can we give you to make this work? So we would always ask for an unencumbered property. In other words, it doesn't have a bond over it, as security. And we would look at what your needs are and how you are able to repay us, and then give you something for you to decide, is this going to be what you want or not?
Mm. And there's obviously, this is short term. So for how long would I be able to lean on your shoulder for this money? Could it be 3 months, 4 months, 6 months? Because property transfers these days With the master's office and load shedding and everything, could take anything between,
nine months.
Bought a property where the transfer took 6 months because there were certain things which the attorney was not asking for. And I said to him, but just talk to me. I can go and find out exactly where it is. So how long can I take out bridging finance? What's the maximum and what is the minimum period that I can take this financing?
There is no maximum or minimum period. But obviously, we hope that you will be able to pay us back sooner rather than later for your benefits and for ours. So normally, if all is going well, you shouldn't need the money for more than 2, maybe 3 months maximum. So if it is another type of deal that we have put together for you, which we call a term loan, and that's where you would say a business is wanting money to grow, whatever the case maybe is, we would then do a term loan, and those we structure per client as and long they're going to need the money. And what's great about the bridging finance deal is that the money doesn't have to be repaid monthly. So only at the end of the deal is a bullet payment needed. So the deals don't need to be serviced by the client.
Chatting this afternoon to Sam Dakins, he's the marketing manager at Rodel Financial Services. We're chatting about the fact that there are opportunities and potentials for you to get a bridging loan, and how do these loans work, and how are these loans structured in the current economic climate. When somebody gets a nice deal, let's say for instance I've now gone through the necessary and it's always so many hoops and loops to jump through when you're talking about the corporates and you're talking about the big supermarkets, for instance, and they say to me, listen, here is your first order, and my first order is 200,000 rands and I don't have that much. Can I come and discount that with you?
We're not strictly per se invoice discounters, but as I say, we will look at any deal and look at the security on that deal and what the exit strategy, as we call it, would be. In other words, how is the client going to pay us back? So we are very cautious. We have the best credit department and the best admin team in the country. So we will never put our attorneys or our clients at risk. So we will always look at everything that you bring to the party, how we can assist you, how long it will take, and then make sure that we offer you something that will work in your favor. Otherwise, we will decline a deal. But there's nothing that we won't look at.
And obviously this is the potential repayment comes with an amount of interest, or comes with a return for your company in terms of what is on the table. How does the interest payment work?
Okay, well, we are the industry norm, and the industry norm is normally between about 3.5% and 5% for short-term lending. So we fit into that criteria, but again, based on how well we know the client or the risk that is involved, we can tailor-make the deal. What is very nice about Rodel specifically is that we do not charge an admin fee, we do not charge a raising fee, you merely pay for the days that you borrow the funds, thus making it very affordable for the average man on the street.
And where do people get hold of you then?
It would be great to chat to you. The best way to get hold of us is www.rodel.co.za, and you will see all our consultants listed there, and particularly Maritza and Zurika, who are in the Cape Town area, who are sitting by their phones waiting for you to call.
That's Sam Dakin chatting to us this afternoon about bridging finance, and she's a PR manager at Rodel Financial Services.